JC7, 200 words per minute, copyright, courtreportinghelp.com, ready. A witness may be discredited or he or she may be impeached by contradictory evidence by showing that he or she testified falsely concerning a material matter in this case, or by evidence that at some other time a witness has said or done something, or has failed to say or do something that is inconsistent with the present testimony of the witness. If you believe that any person testifying in this case has knowingly testified falsely as to any material fact, you may believe such parts of their testimony as you believe to be true, and reject such parts as you believe to be false, or you may refuse to believe any part of such testimony. It is for you to determine, from all the testimony taken and all the circumstances that surround this case, which witnesses have testified truthfully in this case, and which ones, if any, have testified falsely. During the trial of this case, certain testimony has been presented to you by way of a deposition on a video recording played on a television set, which consisted of sworn recorded answers to questions asked of the witness in advance of this trial by one or more of the attorneys for the parties in this case. The testimony of a witness who, for some reason, cannot be present to testify in person from the witness stand may be presented under oath on a video recording played on a television set. Such testimony is entitled to the same consideration, the same credibility, and the same weight by the jury as if the witness had been present and had testified from the witness stand. In determining the primary question before you, it will be necessary to know and understand what is meant by negligence, contributory negligence, and proximate cause. Negligence is the failure to exercise ordinary care, and ordinary care is that kind and degree of care or caution which an ordinary, prudent, and careful person would exercise under the same or similar circumstances. Negligence is doing something a reasonably prudent person would not do in the same or similar circumstances, or the failing or refusing to do something a reasonably prudent person would have done in the same or similar circumstances. Negligence cannot be presumed, but must be proven. Contributory negligence means negligence of the plaintiff, which together with the negligence of the defendant approximately caused the accident.